classic book To Kill a Mockingbird sound like in Sorkin speak, as in screenwriter Aaron Sorkin? That's what NPR's Lynn Neary and a lot of other people have been wondering since hearing that Sorkin is going to adapt the book for Broadway.
Some fans of To Kill a Mockingbird may have reacted to the news that Aaron Sorkin is adapting the story for the stage by borrowing a phrase that Sorkin has used in his work time and time again.
This isn't happening. This isn't happening.
This isn't happening.
This isn't happening.
This isn't happening.
Really?
You see, Sorkin has this very specific way of writing. Quick-witted, smart, caustic, eloquent. Oh, and did we mention repetitive?
I have a journalism degree from Northwestern.
I have an MD from Harvard.
I'm a magna cum laude graduate of Princeton.
I was president of Cambridge Union on a Marshall Scholarship.
And I am never, ever sick at sea.
And I'm never, ever sick at sea!
Sorkin's style is so distinctive, it has spawned YouTube mashups called Sorkinisms. His dialogue is kinetic. His characters, at times, frenetic. He likes to keep them moving, as in his famous walk-and-talk scenes, like this one, through the corridors of the White House in the TV series The West Wing.
CJ?
Oh, holy interruptus, Batman.
Grant Samuels died.
Really?
Yes.
He's really dead this time?
Yeah.
Because last time you told me he was dead, he wasn't.
He's dead this time.
Somebody poked him a little to see
He died, CJ.
Well, okay, then I shouldn't have made a joke.
By contrast, there is a stillness in To Kill a Mockingbird. The fates of men are decided in quiet conversations on the front porch, where the most important things are left unsaid.
Atticus, you heard about Tom Robinson?
Yes, sir.
Grand jury will get around to charging him tomorrow. I was thinking about appointing you to take his case.
The centerpiece of To Kill a Mockingbird is the trial. In the movie, Gregory Peck, as Atticus Finch, makes a powerful but understated argument on behalf of Tom Robinson, a black man accused of raping a white woman.
I am confident that you gentlemen will review without passion the evidence that you have heard, come to a decision, and restore this man to his family. In the name of God, do your duty.
Now, Aaron Sorkin can write a pretty good courtroom drama. Think Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. Of course, the tone is decidedly different.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
But you actually can hear Aaron Sorkin's sensibility between the lines of To Kill a Mockingbird, because under Sorkin's caustic exterior lies the heart of an idealist. After all, he did put these words into the mouth of his cynical anchor on the HBO series The Newsroom.
We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed, we cared about our neighbors, we put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest.
Granted, he was talking about America in the past, but still, it sounds a little like Atticus, doesn't it? Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.